How cool would it be to make 3D representations of your favorite penises and vaginas? Well, I've always had this fantasy to capture parts of my favorite sex partners, but time moves on and people do too. So how do you preserve those beloved bits for posterity? By cloning them, and I'm not talking gene splicing. Clona Willy has some really cool cock casting and vulva replica bundles just for Valentine's Day. You get a bunch of fun extras like vibrators, lube, and cock rings for a big discount. More on Clona Willy and a special discount code for their goodies later on in the show. Before we get started, I want to make sure that you're aware that this episode will include graphic descriptions of sexual acts. There you go. You've been warned.
All of my life, I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be. Hey, my vagina.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I am sexual folklorist Dixie Delatour, and this is episode 61. Can I tell you about something that happened this week that made me really happy? I think I mentioned on a recent podcast that I was working with an artist to help her do long-distance story coaching for her first gallery opening. She's an erotic artist, and her gallery opening happened this week. And when I started coaching with her, there is the art of telling a story, and there's also what's at stake in your story. You know, a great story is something that you care about. We can feel what you're hoping. That's why you tell your story, you know. So I often like to say to storytellers, okay, think about it. At the end of this, what's your greatest dream? What's the best thing that could happen? If you have the most successful art gallery opening ever, what does that include? She said, well, I love creating custom art for people. And I like creating custom stories for people, so I dug that. And she said, I'd really like to have people hire me and do commissions. And so I helped her do that. I had her tell me who would be in that room and helped her figure out how she was going to get those people to recognize that they needed her art, her custom art created just for them in their home. So that was our goal as we went through the story. Thursday night, she had her gallery opening, and at a certain point in the evening, they turned all the music down and she told her story. And she was so excited at the end of the evening. And she said, oh my God, I can't believe how well it went. She was just in the car driving home, exhausted, but still high with what I call show juice when you can't go to sleep after something goes that well. And she messaged me this weekend to let me know that just that night, she got 3 commissions for new paintings, custom paintings for people. And that's just the start. Other people are interested as well. And since I mentioned it on the podcast the other day, I've started having other people contact me on how to do long-distance story coaching. I have a new one coming up, and it's going to be so different than what I do, and we'll see how it goes. But I just wanted to let y'all know, Nadia killed it, y'all. And she's making her artist dreams come true, thanks to storytelling. Can't find that unicorn you've been seeking? Well, why not clone yourself? I can already see it. You give them a beautiful red and pink box with a card that says, open carefully, unicorn inside. And they open it and find a fold-for-fold replica of the vagina they already know and love so well. Clona Willie has some really cool cock casting and vulva replica bundles just for Valentine's Day. The kits were invented by a chemist, they're made with 100% body safe material, and you get a bunch of fun things. Clona Willie or Clona Pussy casting kits, accessories like vibrators, truth or dare sexy cards, cleansing wipes, stickers, toy cleaner, lube, cock rings for a big discount. Go to clonawillie.com and use the promo code Dixie for 20% off your entire order, and you can plan a date to cast your goodies together. Go to clonawillie.com for 20% off with the code DIXIE and honor this Hallmark holiday by making your Valentine a handmade, one-of-a-kind custom gift. I want to tell you about this episode's storyteller. Caleb Gray is a game developer and computer programmer. He's a kinky and non-monogamous slut. He's a thrill seeker, a spontaneous adventurer, he loves to dance, and he enjoys life the most when it's unpredictable. Caleb originally came to a show well over a year ago. And as someone who writes a blog about his erotic adventures, he is at blog.calebgray.com, I think. How's that for a plug? He'd never realized that these were stories that he could transform to the stage. We talked about how that would work and how I would help him, and it took us a while to find a date that worked for both of us. As each theme changed each month, the story would sort of change. And one of those emails said, "Well, as far as stories go that fit with the theme, I could talk about a brief history of my dating life, the good, bad, and the ugly, my progression to an open marriage with all the sex, discovering my bisexuality in my mid-20s, my first boyfriend, who made me feel like a virgin all over again, my first sexual experience at an orgy, first one woman, then two, then three, then a break, then a couple invited me to join them, and I started dating them afterwards." And I said, "Well, that's a lot of stories. Let's pick just one." And this is the one we chose. This storyteller is Caleb Gray.
Oh, I won't. So I'm walking down the hallway and I'm shuffling through my keys because I'm in Los Angeles and I'm here for E3, which is a video game development convention. But at this instance that I'm here at E3, I'm shuffling through my keys because I'm unlocking the door to an Airbnb while I have an anonymous, mostly anonymous stranger with me. So I unlock the door and I open it up and the light pours into this modern, beautiful home of who knows who this person who owns this Airbnb, but it is perfect for my purposes at this moment in my life. So the light pours in and I am nervous as fuck, I'm not gonna lie. I'm taking deep breaths and I'm trying to play cool. I'm like, "Yeah, I totally got this. Totally got this, guys. Don't worry about me. I got this." So I step into the apartment and I lead my date in and I look her in the eyes, her bright blue eyes. And I am just super impressed with myself for being here, first of all. And second of all, she seems to be very receptive, so I'm like, "Yes, this is going so well." So I close the door behind her, and I look at this very chic, modern, glass everywhere, huge open windows, light pouring in place. I walk across the room to my laptop where I've got this playlist set up. I know. I'm ready. I totally have this. I hit play, and from across the room, I hear her giggle. Because Lana Del Rey starts singing Blue Jeans. Yeah. So I'm setting the mood, obviously. But she giggles, and she's not allowed to, because this is part of an agreement that we made before we got here. So she stops herself. She's like, "Oh, shit." And she's just smiling. She's just smiling at me like, oh my God, yes, this is perfect. And I'm looking at her. I'm coming back to her to get her hands. And I'm like, yes, this is perfect. So rewinding, this is a year after I actually started talking to this person. I am a game developer. I have been for most of my life, most of my adult life at least. And I go to Los Angeles and I attend E3 most years. I haven't been there the last couple of years for reasons. And so the previous year, I'm at E3 and I'm doing the normal thing. For those of you that don't know what E3 looks like, it's a massive convention, lots of lights. It's huge. It's I can't even describe how big, how many lights, how much money companies pour into this thing. It is phenomenal. I really recommend it, even if you're not a game enthusiast of whatever spectrum. It is a brilliant experience to see the cosplayers. I went as Ezio the last time that I went. From Assassin's Creed, for those of you that don't know. It's an awesome time. So I was there 2 days before I had to go. I decided, you know what? I'm available. I'm kind of bored. I'm going to install OkCupid on my phone. So I do. I install OkCupid. And at the time, there was a GPS feature, so I could, without changing my location to Seattle, I could say, hey, I'm here in Los Angeles. And so I did, and that's when I met Mel Kapenzis. And I just found this out 2 days ago, actually. It's been like 5 years. Mel Kapenzis means in Latin, honey devour. So I meet Mel Kapenzis and we start talking. I don't meet in person. I mean to say on the app, on OkCupid. We're sending messages back and forth and we're getting to know each other and we find out very quickly that we're very witty and we enjoy each other's form of wit and banter too, because we're also very sarcastic and we're kind of making fun of each other, but we're also egging each other on to be who we are. And it was really exciting. It was really cool to finally have this kind of a dynamic, especially with a stranger who I very quickly, within like a few messages, found out I would not be meeting this time in LA, and there was no chance of meeting Mel Kapenzis. So I know. But it was good because the day that I'm leaving, the next day that we're talking, we're sending so many messages. I'm totally free at E3. It's just all games all the time. And I love games, but not that much. I can't do it all the time. Not all the time. So I ended up saying to her, like, hey, how about we write each other letters? This is something that I've done in my past, but it's not something that I've done as an adult, and I would love to write physical letters in the mail to somebody. And she says, you know what? If you send me your name and your address, I'll send you the first one. I was like, this girl has me. Yeah. I'm hooked right now. Totally. So that's what happened. I flew home. And I remember just within the week, I get this letter in the mail with her handwriting on it. And I'm so sentimental, clearly. Give me a second. I see her handwriting for the first time, and I've already exchanged a ton of really awesome messages with her on OkCupid about what we believe in and how we feel about each other. Like, not in a superficial way, but rather just like the very connecting, we speak the same language kind of way. So we write to each other for literally a year. Mostly it was about a week cadence. She would write me and I would write her back every week. And these letters started like one page and they grew to like two and then three and then four and then five. And it was so cool. It was awesome. It was awesome. And to... To further like deepen this, she's an artist. She's a very good illustrator. And so the first few letters that I received had just like doodles in the sentences. And then eventually there was like drawings on the side. And then I got full page, like literally full page to me, art. Art, I want to cry right now. Because it's so beautiful to receive something that someone spent so much time on.
Yeah.
That's really fucking beautiful. Yeah. So we eventually, in these letters, reveal our real names to each other. Obviously, I should hope you do that. I gave her my name, and her name was actually she faked it on the first few letters. She changed her name to just be like Miss. I'm not gonna say her real name, but she wrote like not her full name, and then eventually, finally, she did, and I was just like, oh my god, I know your first name now. Wow. So. 3 weeks before E3, we've been writing each other for 11 months. I write her and I say, hey, elephant in the room, E3 is coming up. We should hang out in person this time. And she writes me back and she excitedly, I swear to God, I could see it in the pen strokes, like the excitement of like, yes! Yes, we're meeting! So I'm excited. I'm like, okay, great. Here's my cell phone number. I'll message you. You message me. We'll figure it out. So she writes me back. She gives me her number. And then I tell her, like, okay, I'll message you on the day of the flight. So the flight comes. It's in, like, the early afternoon. That morning, I send her a text. It's literally the first time we've used, like, instant communication besides OkCupid, because I disabled my account early on after I met her and after I came home. I had work, I had life. So we had just been writing physical letters. That was literally our only form of communication until this time of exchanging our phone numbers. So the day of the flight, I sent her a message to say, hey, I'm coming. She's like, so hey, I know. I have this fantasy that I would love to do with you. I was like, okay, that sounds fun. Woo! That sounds great. What is it? She's like, I have always wanted to dress up like a hooker and meet a guy and have him take me home and have that kind of a dynamic with someone. So I know, I wanted to be the guy that was just like, yes! But that's not my bag. So I was like, oh, shit, what do I do? So I stared at my phone for like 10 minutes straight. I was like, oh, Jesus. of all the men to receive this, this is like a dream come true for, anyway. So I was like, I've got it. I have my own fantasy. I've always wanted to go home with someone and not speak a word to them. So I send her a response and I say, okay. And I think I'm on my flight by now. It's been 4 years, so I can't remember when the timeline is. But I swear to God, I'm on my flight. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. How do you feel about not speaking a single word to each other verbally the entire time that we interact? And at first she was apprehensive. She was like, oh, whoa. But I think by like message two or three, she was like, yes, I'm in. So that's what happened. So I flew, I landed, I get to this Airbnb, this place, top floor, balcony, like there's plants on the deck. It is perfect. It is perfect. I feel like a baller. I feel like I own the world. So anyway, we get back to the beginning of my story. I land, I get there, I check in, I meet her at a park that's nearby her subway exit. I see her for the first time. So to give you a little bit more information, when I saw her OkCupid profile, she had a lot written, but she had one picture of herself there. So I was like, okay, I'm pretty picture blind. I can't figure out what that means, what someone looks like. So I see her for the first time. I meet her at a park that's near a subway exit that she tells me via text, like, hey, I'll meet you here. So she does. And I see her for the first time. She's wearing this, like, really beautifully cut black dress, like one of these asymmetrical dresses. She is thin, small person, 5'2"-ish. I don't know how tall that is, but it's small. And she's small. She's a very small. And I'm like, I didn't know I had a type. But today's that day. I have a type. So I lead her back to this place. And I take her hand, so I lead her in, and I play Lana Del Rey, and she giggles. And I put it on the end table, and then we go into the bathroom, which, by the way, oh my God, this place had the most beautiful bathroom. Holy shit! Oh my God! Just like marble countertops, and like the floor was heated, and heated towel rack, and just like... What? Anyway, so we get in there. And she is stunning. Oh my God, I can see her nervous too. The way she's receiving me just feels really reciprocal. And so finally I get her into the bathroom, what feels like ages later. And I help her take my shirt off. And then I take her shirt off, and I make this a very as consensual as possible without words. I'm like, is this okay? This is okay. Is this okay? So then we're in the shower and we're very methodically like bathing each other. And it's just such a wonderful experience with a stranger who isn't a stranger, but is. And then we get to the bed after the shower and we just have an awesome dynamic. Holy shit. I never knew I was preparing for the best sex of my life until I realized that I had been preparing for the best sex of my life on that day. And finally, after like 3 hours or four or five, I can't remember. It was literally from like the late afternoon to evening. So it was probably like 5 hours. We lay down on the bed and we just can't stop from the, because we were suppressing moans, we were suppressing giggles, we were suppressing every form of like listening to her. At one point she moaned, but she just like, I was like, oh yes, yes, that voice, I want to hear that voice, but I'm not ready yet. So finally at the end of everything, we're laying on the bed and I say to her, I'm like, oh my God, how have I not had the pleasure of listening to your voice? Please tell me your name in person. And that was the first thing I ever said to her.
Pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say, get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on. Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I. They say that the world was built for two, only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild darts, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you light the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only with living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built.
The song you just heard was Video Games by Lana Del Rey. Working on some new stuff for Patreon. If you do not support us on Patreon, we're at patreon.com/body. And I'm working on new ways to connect with fans. Like, if I could do anything I wanted, spending my days engaging with you, the people who listen to this podcast, and the people who come to live shows. That's my dream. Trying to find a way to do it bigger and better. And your support is what's making this podcast possible. So go to patreon.com/body. Support at whatever level you can. You'll be part of the upcoming live stream Google Hangout kind of thing that we're going to be doing soon so that I can hear what kind of stories you want and make sure those are coming out on the podcast for you. patreon.com/body. And thanks in advance for your support. So where do you listen to podcasts? I'd like to know. Right now we're on Stitcher, on Google Play, on iTunes, on Spotify, iHeartRadio. But I'd like to know where you listen so I can make sure that we're there. If you could send me an email at dixie@bodystorytelling.com, that would really help a lot. Also, if you don't follow us on Facebook, our Facebook group, Body Storytelling, is a great place to get shareable links to stories about sex, kink, gender, body image. People say our feed is incredible. So make sure you like us and you'll see it too. This week is Valentine's Day, and that means Seattle's first ever Best Body. Our winners in Seattle are Tanya Gilstrap, Kent Whipple, Leslie Jones, and Mitch Mitchell. And we'll have music from our friends Creature Hull too. Tickets for Best of Body Seattle are available right now at bodystorytelling.com. And then, Body's 12-year anniversary in San Francisco. Two shows on one night. Body celebrates a Dirty Dozen. That show is at 7 p.m. And that features Supernova of Kink Midori and other favorite Body storytellers. Then at 10 p.m., Best of Body San Francisco. Voting for that ends today, February 12th. At midnight, and the storytellers that you have chosen will be on stage on February 23rd on that two-show night. Go right now complete that survey, tell us who you want on stage for bragging rights to best a body. And then for the first time in almost 2 years, I am teaching storytelling workshops in San Francisco on March 16th and 17th, and we can spend an entire weekend together geeking out on story. Then on May 11th and 12th, I'll be teaching my first ever storytelling workshop in Seattle. Body keeps me busy, but so many of you have requested a way to work with me on your stories, so I have 2 weekend-long storytelling intensives coming up. Register for the workshop near you right now at bodystorytelling.com. And here's an update. That touring thing, you know, going on tour. I know I'm Southern and it sounds funny when I say tour, but so things are looking more and more likely for touring. And for the first time in 12 years, it feels like it's really coming together. Please make sure you get on our mailing list to find out when and where Body will be coming to a city near you. Go to bodystorytelling.com, subscribe, and you'll know when we're coming to town. It's time to say thank you. Thank you to podcast producer Marty Garcia, to video producer and archivist Joe Moore, to project manager Dana Hanna, to sound engineer David Grossoff. Thank you to you. Thank you for listening every week. Thank you for telling at least one friend about this podcast and encouraging them to listen. Thank you for rating us. Thank you for reviewing us. Oh my God, I love that. And stay tuned for more. We'll be back with yet another episode of the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and here's a peek at what's next.
And when you register, they had a personal profile. And in that personal profile was an essay, little essay box, where you can, you know, give a little something about a fantasy. And I wrote one sentence. To be Lieutenant Uhura getting banged by Captain Kirk while sucking off Spock.